Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Hallelujah. This is our 12 p.m. Tuesday. Amen. Leadership. Amen. Prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We welcome you. Amen. Hallelujah. Into the conference. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us begin to shift our mindset. Let us begin to shift our focus. Hallelujah. Let us give God our undivided attention. Praise God. Amen. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, God. Oh, God, we come before you this day, my God. Hallelujah. Gathered in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, commending this service unto you, oh, God. Oh, God, and every participant in this service, oh God, everyone that your spirit draws on this day, God, oh God, every believer of Christ, God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, God, oh God, every wayward soul, oh God, everyone in need of a miracle, God, oh God, we syncopate them unto you now in the name of Jesus, oh God, we anticipate and we have expectations of a move of God on this day in the name of Jesus, God. We put a demand on the supernatural and divine. We put a demand in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we speak a shift to the atmosphere. We bind every spirit of ism, schism, division, every spirit of stagnation in the name of Jesus, every spirit of complacency, all evil, oh God, we command for it to cease its activities and to walk in dry places, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, oh God, we thank you for a suitable atmosphere this day, an atmosphere that is suitable for your glory to dwell, an atmosphere that is suitable for your word, my God, hallelujah, to manifest and do the very thing that you sent it to do. And God, we give you glory for it now. We give you glory for the shift. We give you glory for the change, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Beloved, in this leadership prayer, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I heard the Bible say, teach them how to be disciples. Amen. Praise God. And so today, amen, our prayer petitions are going to be pertaining to becoming a master over the atmosphere. Becoming a master over the atmosphere. Today, I will inform and activate you to understand the dynamics of atmospheres, how they function, and how they can be and must be altered to obtain maximum results. Amen. We will define rhythms, amen, to release apostolic grace for kingdom advancement. Amen. This is what we are doing today. Praise God. Amen. Through every prayer petition prayed, amen, there shall be a grace, a provision for you. Amen. And the way you pull this provision is by way of your faith. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe that God is giving you the faith to carry out what you say you believe. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe that God is gracing you to level up. Amen. A dimension is a world that exists with spheres, with levels and stages, that in time, through the process of revelation, its mysteries are unfolded through visions and the breaking of codes. Amen. Praise God. A dimension is a world of higher thought. If you want different things to happen, you must change your way of thinking. I'm going to take you to Isaiah chapter 58, verses 8 through 9. This is what God said. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, praise God. And so, beloved, we are subject to this, hallelujah, hallelujah, to this three-dimensional world, those of us that is in the earth, amen. We are subject to this three-dimensional world, amen. But those of us that are born of the Spirit, amen, hallelujah, we're not complacent or subject or stuck to this three-dimensional world, amen. For God has given us his Holy Ghost and fire baptism, amen, the baptism of Jesus Christ, amen, and that gives us access outside of this three-dimensional world to the 10th dimension, and the 10th dimension is the God realm, amen, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, for hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. If we are going to, amen, praise God, hallelujah, a dimension is a world of higher thoughts. If you want different things to happen, you must change your way of thinking. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we're going to see here that we must shift our way of thinking. Amen. And this is going to help us to shift the atmosphere. Amen. An atmosphere is a response to spiritual influence, good or bad. Amen. So an atmosphere, amen, can have good influence, and it can have bad influence. It can be influenced diabolically, amen, or it can be influenced divinely, amen. An atmosphere sustained, amen. And that word sustained means continue, constant, lasting, or repeated, creates a climate. Amen. A sustained atmosphere creates a climate. A climate that is sustained creates strongholds. Amen. And strongholds are just thought patterns of thought. Amen. Strongholds produce, amen, over a certain region of culture. Amen. Praise God. So that's why you'll find in certain cities there are cultures, amen, that are operating. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's cultures of murder, cultures of rape. Amen. Cultures, different cultures of evil. Amen. Praise God. If you want to know the demonic climate in a region, amen, pay attention to the culture and the things that are happening in this region. Amen. That means that there is a demonic culture, a bad culture that is influencing this type of negative, diabolic behavior. Amen. Praise God. I never go into a region without testing the culture of the region. Amen. I never go into a new region without praying. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praying a prayer to shift the atmosphere. Take authority, making a proclamation into the cosmos, into the world, letting the world know that I am here, I have arrived, and I am suited and booted. Amen. The word is upon my head. Amen. Praise God. The breastplate of righteousness is upon my chest. Amen. I got up my shield of faith. Praise God. The belt of truth is guarded upon my waist. Praise God. And the gospel of peace upon my feet. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. And my sword is drawn, ready to deal with whatever I need, that I may shift the atmosphere. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, praise God. A culture is the socially transmitted. A culture is then socially transmitted into belief systems. These systems, when affirmed, they create behavior. Amen. Isn't that what I said? Amen. Whatever is influencing the atmosphere, amen, or the culture of the atmosphere is even like a culture of a relationship, amen. You are graced to shift the culture of the relationship. You are graced to think different in the relationship, carry out things different, amen, and produce new behavioral patterns, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let me go into this. The atmosphere is a surrounding or preceding mood. It's an environment or influence. Atmospheres are important. Atmospheres create an environment for seeds to grow. Amen. Praise God. If the atmosphere of your heart is not right, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, the seed can fall on the wayside. Amen. If the atmosphere is not quite right. It could be placed in the stony area. Amen. Praise God. The soil of your heart must be turned over. Amen. The atmosphere of your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, should be syncopated to the thought pattern and the rhythm of the heart of God. Amen. Toward every situation and circumstance. Amen. Genesis, amen, 1-3 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Before God released the word, there had to be the proper atmosphere available. Even God is subject to atmospheres, beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Amen. And so, beloved, I want you to know, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And it said, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. There was some things that was present when God began to move in creative power. Praise God. Amen. The first thing he spoke was, let there be light. Let there be the revelation that I am God. He spoke light. He spoke the Christ. Amen. For Christ is the true light. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Amen. And Genesis, amen, 2:7-8, it says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, amen, and there he put the man whom he had formed. God created Adam as an atmospheric agent. How do we know this? Because Satan disobeyed God. He got puffed up, and he ran the first revolt in eternity, and he was cast. The devil was cast to the earth, and the devil was supposed to be under Adam's feet because God gave Adam authority. He gave Adam dominion, praise God. And when Adam sinned, Satan then resided over his head and changed the atmosphere. Hallelujah. The atmosphere was changed and a man killed his brother. Amen. Praise God. Prior to Adam sinning, there was no death. There was no killing. Amen. Hallelujah. There was no cheating. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. When Eve spoke to the serpent, amen, the serpent was creating an atmosphere. Amen. What type of atmosphere was he creating? Amen. Praise God. It was an atmosphere of deceit, of beguilement, praise God. He was speaking something contrary, amen, to what God has spoken, trying to syncopate the woman and the man, my God, to something that was diabolic and not divine. Beloved, we have to be mindful, amen, of what it is that we syncopate ourselves to. But I believe that God is raising you up, amen, to be an atmospheric agent, amen. And you can learn and master changing or shifting the atmosphere. The culture of the atmosphere is important, amen. Adam was an atmospheric agent. Noah was an agent of the atmosphere. Moses was an agent of the atmosphere. David was an agent of the atmosphere. Jesus, he was an agent of the atmosphere. God always does things according to a paradigm, according to a model, a pattern, a blueprint. Before we could go forth and carry out the plan or the will of God for our life, we first must know the blueprint. We must know the model or the pattern, amen, that we are building after. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. A paradigm is a set pattern. It is a set model, a structure, or a rhythm. A rhythm is a particular type of pattern formed by such arrangement. It is a regularly recurring sequence of events. It is actions or process the systematic arrangement. It is a strong, regularly repeated pattern of movement or sound. Amen. If you want to change the atmosphere, you must change the rhythm. Amen. This is what God was doing with Adam. Amen. When he walked with Adam in the cool of the day. Amen. He was syncopating Adam to his rhythm, so he could effectively change, expand, and establish the atmosphere. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, hallelujah. When God walked with Adam in the cool of the day, it was the voice print of God. Syncopate in Adam. Praise God. Hallelujah to the pattern and to the rhythm, my God, of divine dominion. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In order for God to bless Abraham, he had to pull Abram out of the atmosphere of Babylon. He said, Abram, come up out of your father's house and go to a place. My God, hallelujah, Jesus, that I will give unto you that you know not of. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Notice Joseph didn't dream a God dream until he received a God pattern. And then Joseph took that pattern, amen, and he changed the atmosphere of Egypt. Hallelujah, Jesus. God can send you into a place, my God, that is dark, praise God. Oh, God, that idols and witchcraft and religion is working, my God, and he can, my God, use you as an atmospheric agent to shift the atmosphere. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. God has to speak a new word to change Gideon's thought pattern before Gideon can change the atmosphere. In Judges 6:11-12, the Bible says, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Praise God. Amen. The angel began to speak the mind of God toward Gideon, to syncopate Gideon to the rhythm of heaven, to syncopate Gideon. Amen. Hallelujah. That Gideon would know that God is about to raise him up as a deliverer. Praise God. Now remember, he's shifting the thought, hallelujah, in the thought process of Gideon, because Gideon doesn't see himself as a mighty man of valor. And this is what revelation comes to do. Revelation is a form of currency. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. If when you hear it, you believe it and carry it out, it will cause a shift, my God, in the atmosphere, in your climate, praise God. It will cause a change in the culture. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, David. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. It was Uzzah, amen, that didn't understand the rhythm of the Lord. He tried to change the rhythm. When the ark was tipping over and he reached out and touched the ark. But God said, amen, that the ark is not to be touched by man's hand. Amen. But David puts the ark, amen, for 3 months in Obed-Edom's house. Amen. Then gets ready to take it to Jerusalem, but stops on the sixth step and makes a sacrifice and begin to praise. Why? He is syncopating to the rhythm of the Lord. God had a pattern. He had a blueprint in the way the glory of God ought to be carried. Amen. God reveals these things through his word, the principles and the precepts in which we ought to live life. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, it's time to get syncopated. Amen. John the Revelator, amen, he been laying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, Lord, who is it? He places his head on the breast of Jesus. Why? Because he was beginning to understand of the rhythm of Jesus' heart. John's mind was syncopated to the heart of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to begin to understand the rhythm of the Lord, and then we can change the atmosphere. But when you are changing the atmosphere, the first thing you have to do is to cast the devil out. Cast the devil out of your home. Cast the devil out of your marriage. Cast the doctrine of the devil out. Cast it out of your business. Out of your ministry, out of the nation. Cast the devil out of your city. David was dealing with an atmospheric agent. All Israel saw was Goliath. David saw the principality behind Goliath. For the Bible says in Ephesians 6, 12 through 13, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. In 1 Samuel 17 and 16, and the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. What was Goliath doing? He was changing the atmosphere. David was not fighting the champion of the Philistine army. He was fighting a atmosphere. And whenever you want to change an atmosphere, you must fight the prevailing principle behind the atmosphere. Hallelujah, Jesus. What alters the atmosphere? Music will alter the atmosphere. Words will alter the atmosphere. Prayer will alter the atmosphere. Prophecy will alter the atmosphere. Giving will alter the atmosphere. Praise and worship will alter the atmosphere. Beloved, praise God. These are your tools that God has given you to alter the atmosphere. And it does not matter the demonic agent that is working in the atmosphere, because God is with you. The Holy Ghost is on the inside. Oh, eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, we have spoke your word, your pattern, my God, hallelujah, your blueprint, my God, about shifting the atmosphere, my God, into the ears and the hearing, into the very heart of your people, God. Oh, God, we put a demand on the currency and the capital of the revelation of atmospheric agents, my God, that you are raising up in this season, in the name of Jesus, by the blood. Oh, God, that your people, oh, God, that are present this day, oh, God, they will never see things the same, God. Oh, God, their thoughts won't be the same, God. Oh, God, their ways won't be the same, God, because your spirit that is working on the inside, oh, God, that spirit, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, that spirit, hallelujah, Jesus, of resurrection and life is bringing about a change, is bringing about a shift, is syncopating the hearts of your people, even right right now unto you, God. Oh, God, we beseech you this day. Oh, God, for our provision. Oh, God, of syncopation. Oh, God. Oh, God, the shifting of our thoughts, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, the changing of the rhythm. Oh, God, of our thoughts, oh, God. Oh, God, let your spirit, oh, God, the Holy Ghost, oh, God, be the only stronghold. Oh, God, the only system of thought. Oh, God, at work. Oh, God, in the Lord gems of our minds this day. Oh, God, in every day to come. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it by your spirit, God. Let your Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside. Oh, God, work all in the Lord gems of our mind. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, God. Oh, God, bring about this change. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, syncopate us, God. Oh, God, that we can operate. Oh, God, in the God realm. In the name of Jesus, God. Make our thoughts higher than what they are. Make our ways higher than what they are. Oh, God, syncopate us, God, on this day. In the name of Jesus, by the blood. Release your anointing, release your grace, release your power in the name of Jesus by the blood upon your people this day. Release your power, anointing. Oh God, you gave us authority, and authority is power. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, grace us to operate, oh God, as a power source. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, all the power that you had, oh God, put in us by way of your spirit, God, a power anointing. Oh God, anoint us this day. The evil yokes may be destroyed, God. A power praise. Oh, God, let our praise have the power of the Holy Ghost. And let it shift the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Let our praise bring in your spirit that he may abide with us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us a power worship. Empower us in a lifestyle of obedience. Obedience, God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, God, those that are evangelists, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those that are pastors, those that are teachers, those that are apostles and prophets, oh God, those that are in the pew that you empower to be a witness, oh God, give us a power preach in the name of Jesus, by the blood, a preach, oh God, that is undergirded with the power of your spirit. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, give us power prophecy. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let the prophecy, let it come forth. Revelatory wisdom and knowledge, let it come forth and let it drive your sheep. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, oh, glory to your name, oh, God. Let there be power blessings, blessings that cannot be stopped, blessings that cannot be hindered. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, we believe, God, that you are preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Oh, God, give us the right focus, that we will focus upon thee in the table that you are preparing, God. Give us the right focus, that our face will be upon your like flint, that we will be flat-footed and immovable, and not moved by the antics, the onslaughts, the attacks, and the bewitchment of the enemy, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to your name, God, and oh, God, give us, oh, God, power giving, God, power to obey your word, power to tithe, oh, God, power, hallelujah, Jesus, oh, glory to your name, God, power to sow a seed, God, power to give up our first fruits and honor thee, power, oh God, to give up the free will offering, God, in the name of Jesus by the blood. We shall not move from a place of fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but we come in from a place of power, Holy Ghost power, in the name of Jesus by the blood. The Holy Ghost is stirring you now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Make your people, God, this day, oh God, into atmosphere agents of change. Grace them to shift the atmosphere, the glory, your presence that they hold, in the name of Jesus, that they can walk into any region, and the kingdom of God will come upon the region. The kingdom of God will manifest. The kingdom of God, syncopate your people, God. Syncopate us this day unto your blueprint, God. We will preach this gospel in season and out of season. We shall be instant, whether they want to hear it or not, in the name of Jesus by the blood. Oh, glory to your name, God. But help us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give us Holy Ghost boldness in the name of Jesus. Give us Holy Ghost courage in the name of Jesus. Syncopate us to your rhythm in the name of Jesus. Work wonders and miracles, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Open the eyes of the blind, bind the brokenhearted, heal the legs of the lame. Oh God, do it in Jesus' name. We put a demand on the pattern, on the diagram, hallelujah, Jesus, of the rhythm of heaven. We going beyond our human limitations this day, our human boundaries, this three-dimensional world, and we tapping into the God realm this day. We're walking by faith because you said it, God. We believe it, God. We thank you, God, for the shift today upon your people, God. We thank you for the fresh new anointing, God. We thank you for syncopating their thoughts, God. We thank you for shifting their culture, God. We thank you, oh God, for their belief system, God, that you can do all things and that you shall not fail, in the name of Jesus. Oh, korobo sande, kuriandere bo sanda, kabasekere bo sikiando, kuriandere bo sanda. Oh, grace to be an atmosphere agent. Grace to shift the atmosphere. Where there is torment, there shall be peace. Where there is weakness, there shall be strength. My God, silver and gold have we none, but all do we have, do we give. My God, hallelujah. God is gracing you to make a supernatural divine exchange. Hallelujah, Jesus. The kingdom of God for sickness. The kingdom of God for sin. You are agents of change. Hallelujah, Jesus, carrying out kingdom business. And today these words have syncopated you to the rhythm of God's heart towards you, have syncopated you, my God, to the heartbeat of Jesus, have syncopated you, have ordered your steps, hallelujah, Jesus. As a soldier in the army of the Lord, you shall not fear, for God is with thee, in thee, walking in thee, syncopating thee unto himself, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, Father, we thank you for your provision through this word. We thank you for the shift and the change. We thank you for the Holy Ghost being at work in the Lord jams of your people's mind, bringing about a shift. shifting their atmosphere, coming up against every agent of Satan. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, we declare and decree that the enemy is not over our head, but he is under our feet. We are literally seated in heavenly places with Jesus. We are literally seated far above in the third heavens. The enemy is in the second heavens, and he is under our feet. Praise God. He no longer has dominion or authority over the atmosphere. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For we have been baptized into the Holy Ghost and fire. And with that baptism, praise God, just as when being baptized in water, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost, amen, the presence of the Lord is all around you. There's not a part of you that he is not touching. Praise God. The air that you breathe is him. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I remember I was once on the plane, and I began to have a panic attack. Praise God. And I said to God, you have Muslims and witchcraft workers and all sorts of people on this plane, and they seem to have peace. What is it that is going on in my atmosphere at this moment that is not going on in theirs? What is this thing that you have allowed to come upon me? Praise God. I begin to praise God. I begin to bless God. I begin to shift the atmosphere. And then God told me to proclaim the gospel. And I proclaimed the gospel that day on that plane. Praise God. In the face of every type of demonic anything that was working. And when I began to speak the gospel, my God, the power of the Christ, my God, Jesus Christ and God's plan for salvation, my God, it brought about a shift. Praise God. And I began to thank God. Beloved, God says, speak into the cosmos. Speak into the world. He did not say, speak into the earth, speak into the terra firma. He said, open up your mouth and be a witness. He didn't say, just hand out a tract. He didn't say, just give paper with words. He said, speak, open up your mouth and proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. I speak your activation. This day I speak your empowerment. I speak your liberty to be a witness. I speak your liberty and power anointing and power praise and power worship and power preach and power prophecy and power blessing and power giving. You shall no longer be stagnated, my God, in the name of Jesus. For this day thou art loose. For this day thou art free in him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Those things that are happening in the atmosphere that are diabolic, they're happening to cripple you. Praise God. They're happening to keep the world bewitched, to keep them blinded. My God, hallelujah. But when you open up your mouth as an atmospheric agent, when you say what God tells you to say, when you say what God says, when you pronounce Christ, when you pronounce our King, when you let your faith show forth, praise God, when you stand flat-footed and immovable, praise God, on the solid rock, praise God, it brings about a shift in the atmosphere. You are setting forth a new culture. Praise God, why are there killings and all kind of things going on in our cities? Why? Because the church mouth is closed. Open up your mouth, praise God. You are an agent of change. You can cause an atmosphere shift. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now we want you to unmute your phone and begin to bless God. Begin to bless God for the revelatory knowledge that came forth this day. Begin to bless God because he syncopated you to his diagram. He's syncopating you to his blueprint. Come on and bless him and give him glory and give him praise. Open up your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. Open up your mouth and say, Lord, I receive your provision this day. God, I know I can't do it on my own. Open up your mouth and bless God. Open up your mouth and give him glory. Hallelujah. You are liberated to praise. I come up against every demonic entity, every stronghold that will stop the people of God from praising God, from worshiping God, from honoring God with the fruit of their lips. I come up against every work of the enemy. I cast you out of the atmosphere. I send you to walk in dry places. I command that you have no authority. Come on and bless the Lord. Come on and praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, that is your invitation. That is your invitation to bless your Lord and Savior. It is your invitation to lift him up. It is your invitation to show gratefulness for the syncopation, amen, of you, my God. Hallelujah, the shift as he is making you and anointing you to be an atmospheric agent. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God has done this for you. For the word of God is quick and it brings one to a quick understanding. Beloved, it is the word of God that does this. It is the word of God that goes out and does not return to God void. Amen. Praise God, the deposit that has been made today shall bear fruit. This deposit, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. The tree that you are the type of tree. Your fruit tells you what type of tree that you are. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible says that they shall know them by the fruit that they bear, and that fruit is love. Amen. Love. Amen. The proclaiming of the gospel is the love of God. Amen. Shifting the atmosphere is the love of God. Amen. Shifting the atmosphere that someone may have peace in their mind, that is the love of God. Healing the sick, my God, and telling the lame to get up and walk, that is the love of God. Binding the brokenhearted is the love of God. Preaching the acceptable year of the Lord until someone is totally converted and is a disciple, winning souls, that is the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The love of God. So, beloved, be syncopated to God's love. Be syncopated to his mind. Be syncopated to his thoughts towards you. Remember, his thoughts and his ways is higher than ours, even as high as the heavens is from the earth. Amen. That is how high his thoughts is. Praise God. Let us elevate our mind and let's go higher. Let us shift our thoughts and change the culture in our cities. Change the culture in our families. Amen. Shift the culture. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. When you elevate your mind, praise God, your behavior changes. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, I've told your people what you would have for me to tell them, oh God. Lord, I thank you for your word that is working in their heart, that is judging the thoughts and the intentions and the attitude of their heart, oh God. Lord, I thank you, my God, that this word is not just currency, but this word is capital, my God. Lord, I speak that you shall have a return on the word that you invested this day, my God, that this word that was invested, my God, in the disciples that showed up and the disciples that will hear it, my God, on recording, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, that they shall bring forth a return on your investment. Praise God, that they shall manifest and bring glory to your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, we thank you for the currency of your word. We thank you, my God, that even as this word was sown, that it had turned into capital. We thank you that the investment is already birthing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by by the blood. Oh God, we are going beyond our human limitations and our human boundaries this day, and we are tapping into heaven's resources, heaven's economy, my God, and your Holy Ghost power without measure. My God, we shall not be stagnated and we shall not be sucked to this three-dimensional world, oh God, but we thank you for seating us in heavenly places in the 10th dimension in the God realm, and we shall operate from that realm. We shall operate as God. When God sends you forth as an ambassador speaks on behalf of the King. Amen. Hallelujah. The King of the Kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you cannot speak on behalf of the King of the Kingdom, he has no need of you. Praise God. What need do he have of you if he has to go himself and say what he sent you to say? Praise God. Or to do what he empowered you and sent you to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Lord, we thank you for the activation, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the empowering to be a witness, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the manifestations of signs and wonders. For your people, they are a sign and they are a wonder unto the world. Amen, that they may see our good works and give glory to your name, that they may praise you, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, receive it in the name of Jesus. Take a moment, beloved, and soak it in. Soak in the weight of the glory of everything that have been spoken. Soak it in, meditate upon it. Receive it for yourself. Receive Soak it in, Kaba Sante. Syncopate yourself, Kaba Baba Sante. Kuriandere bo sandere kerebo. You can't keep eating on the same level. It's time for a shift. Praise God, this is the strong me, Kaba Sekere bo sanda. Kuriandere bo sia. This is not the manner that the children of Israel had when they was in the wilderness. This is the bread of life. Karandere bo sandere kebe kuba sandere. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this revelatory knowledge. We thank Abba Sanda. We drink it in. We syncopate our hearts, our minds, our soul, our spirit. We syncopate the members of our body that they may obey. Change is taking place. My God, even as you are meditating upon it, there is a Holy Ghost electricity. The evidence, the burning of the glory upon you. Receive it in the name of. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Dawning of a new day. You shall never be the same. Praise God. For what you know has shifted you. How you now know Christ has changed you forever. Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you.
Has changed you forever. Hallelujah. This new download has changed you forever. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to release the line right now to Evangelist Rosalind Johnson, that she may close us out in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Father, we bless you. We honor you, God. We magnify your name, God. We lift you up and exalt you, O God. God, we thank you for your word, O God. God, that brings life and health to all of our flesh, oh God. God, that brings wisdom and knowledge and revelation to us, oh God, that we'll be able, oh God, to take this word in, oh God, and walk in it, oh God, that we may shift atmospheres wherever we go, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, for your word. We ask that you continue to bless the woman of God, continue to just anoint her and use her for your glory, oh God. God, that she continues to get the word out to your people, oh God, that people would take heed and walk in, oh God, that which was sent to us, oh God. God, that we would go forth and do just what you called us to do, oh God. God, we give you praise for it. We give you honor and glory for all that you've done, all that you're yet going to do, oh God. Oh God, because we are shifting atmospheres wherever we go, God, and we give you praise, God. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, God, just for who you are, God. God, you're an awesome and great God. There is none like unto you, oh God. And we give you praise for this, God. We believe, oh God, that lives will be changed, oh God. People be saved, healed, delivered, and set free, oh God, by your mighty power, oh God. There will be many miracle signs and wonders going forth, oh God, because we have taken heed to your word today, God. God, even bless people to give, oh God. Bless people to give of themselves, oh God, and not be selfish, not to keep this to ourselves, God, but to share it with other people, oh God. God, we just thank you, oh God, for what you've done and what you're yet to do, God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you all praise. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beloved, you are dismissed. Let us go in peace. Let us be obedient to God. And let us serve the Lord. Agape love.
Agape love.